Our Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, Lord. We are here. And every time we come here, we know that you always have a word to speak to our heart, a word in season. The Bible says a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. So, Lord, we know tonight, this morning, this word will come in our hearts and it will bring light. And we thank you and give you all the praise and glory. Every time, Lord, thy light, let it shine in our hearts as we preach thy word and as we look into the law of liberty this morning. We give you the praise and give you the glory, Lord. Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. I have a short exhortation to give us this morning. And I just want to encourage us this morning by this exhortation. And the title is Faith Reloaded. You say Faith Reloaded? Yes. You know, it's like you reload something that is in a barrel, you know, it's empty, and then you reload it, you know, reload your quiver and so forth like that. So that's, you know, that's the short exhortation that I'm going to give this morning. And you may not understand that right now, but when I read this story, you will understand it in a minute. I'm going to read from 1 Samuel chapter 30. And then I am going to tell you what the story is all about. And we will see the aspects that the Lord wants me to bring out this morning. 1 Samuel chapter 30. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burnt it with fire. Well, there's a background to that story. The previous two chapters, you can read that. David had joined himself when he was running away from Saul to this man in Gath called Achish. And when they wanted to go to war, these were the Philistines and so forth. And when they wanted to go to war against Israel, even though Achish liked David to continue with them, the rest of the princes did not really trust David. So they asked Achish, who was their leader, to get rid of him. And by the time they got back to the place where they were staying, where they had left their wives and so forth, they found that the Amalekites had invaded the place and destroyed everything they had, taken away their wives and their children. Now, verse 2 of 1 Samuel 30. And they had taken the women captives and that were daring, and they slew not any of them, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burnt with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and all the people that were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. Now, just imagine that. You know, they come back and all their homes are burned to the ground. Their wives are gone. Their children are gone. Everything they had is gone. And their life, they seemed like the lowest ebb, and there was just nothing else they could do. And the very spirit seemed to go out from them. And they cried. They wept until there was nothing more in them. They wept until there was no more power, the Bible says, for them to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives and so forth. And David was greatly distressed. Verse 6. And even the people spoke of stoning him. You know, so everybody put the blame on David because, you know, they said, well, it's because of you that we're in this mess. 600 men that followed him when he was, you know, fleeing from Saul and so on. And now all our wives are gone and so forth. And then, you know, David wished... You know, you get to the point where everything is just so dark. You just kind of wish that day never happened, you know. And you don't, you know, you look and everything is gone. And your wife, your children, all your belongings, everything you worked for, it's all gone, you know. And then all the people are on your back on top of that. And then you don't know what to do. And he was greatly distressed. The Bible says, And if you stop there, you know, where it says he was greatly distressed and the people stoned off, I mean, the thought of stoning him because all the people were grieved for their sons and daughters. If you stop there, you might think that that's the end of the story. But that's not the end of the story. Here's what David did in the last phrase of last half of verse 6 of Samuel, 1 Samuel 30. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. And that's what I'm going to talk about this morning. His faith reloaded. Now David and all the people were at their lowest ebb. Their life, their faith, their strength had been drained. Now there are situations, there are circumstances in life that will drain you physically, emotionally, you know, every which way that you sometimes, even spiritually sometimes, you might be drained. You know, but there is a time that you need to reload. And that's what we are going to be talking about this morning. Now, how did David reload when he was drained? You know, because many of them were drained, but they didn't all reload, you know, like David did. Some of them just gave up and quit and so forth like that. But, you know, I love to read the story of David, you know, because he always knows what to do, seems to do. I mean, he always seems to know what to do and how to bounce back. Now let's read Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 and 18 and 19, and see some of the ways, then we'll come back to David and see how this man was drained. He himself too was drained. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall there be fruit in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. And you can say, you know, your house is burned down, your wife is taken, and your children are taken, and everything you got is gone. How do you reload? Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. And I will joy in the God of my salvation. Because the Lord God is my strength. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
And it will make my feet like hinds' feet. And it will make me yet to walk upon my high places. No matter what the devil has torn down, no matter what he has taken away or has stolen, you know, he said, wow, you know, though the situation looks that gloomy, you know, it looks almost like bankruptcy for this guy. He's lost everything. There's nothing coming in. There's nothing, no progress, nothing being, you know, happening at all. But he said, I will rejoice in the Lord. Because he's going to make me yet to walk upon my high places. Now, let's go back to the story of David and go to Psalm 102 and see what he did when this situation befell him. Now, this is how some of you may be feeling today in Psalm 102. I mean, David was at, you know, he was just in a very bad situation. Everything gone, destroyed, it looked like, you know. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come unto you. Hide not thy face from me in the day that I am in my trouble. And close, you know, I mean, say, incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call upon thee. Answer me speedily. For my days consume, you know, are consumed like the smoke, you know. So, you know, he begins to paint a very dreary picture here, a gloomy picture. My days. One time Job, he said the same thing also. He even cursed, you know, almost the day he was born, you know. And he said, my days are consumed like the smoke. My bones are burnt, you know, as an earth. My heart is smitten, broken, and, you know, I'm withered like the grass. And I even forget to eat my bread. You know, he got into so much depression and all of the problems and so forth. It looked like he couldn't even remember to eat. Because of the, you know, the reason of the groaning of my bones, he said, you know. So look at how he painted all of this. Cleave, you know, my bones even cleave to my skin because the groaning and all of that. I'm like a pelican that is in the wilderness. I'm like an owl of the, I mean, he just looked for all the sad looking creatures and described himself like that, you know, and so forth like that. And he said, look, I watch, and I'm like a sparrow alone on the top. Now, some of you may say, you know, my life is, you know, I mean, I get from one problem, I get into another, or whatever it is, and so forth. My enemies reproach me all day long, you know. And he said, I've eaten ashes like bread, mingled with the drink of weeping, caused my indignation, and all of this thing. He just began to talk about, you know, all the problems. He said, my days, verse 11, are like a shadow that declineth. Oh, yeah. And I'm withered like the grass. You know, sometimes you feel like the shadow that is fading away. You feel like the grass in the scorching heat. But here's what he said. After all of that, after painting all that gloomy picture, you know, he said, but thou, O Lord, shall endure forever. And the remembrance, thy remembrance unto all generations, thou shalt arise and shall have mercy. See, so he leaned unto the mercy of the Lord. And he said, it is time for God to turn my situation around. He said, it is time, the set time has come for God to do something for me. So he encouraged himself, the Bible says, in the Lord. He encouraged himself. Now let's go back to the story of 1 Samuel 30 and see exactly how he did it. Now, we're going to bring out a valuable viewpoint here for when you are going through things. And we're always going to go through things. You know, there's challenges, there's difficulties, there's problems that we're going to face in this world. You know, and when David was facing all of these things, I will resume at verse 7. But here's what David did after he, you know, told his soul. He said, my soul, you know, why art thou disquieted within me? In Psalm 42, he began to say all of these things. And he said, well, you know, I will yet praise the Lord because of, you know, the help of his countenance in my life. So, he decided within himself, he said, it's time to get back to the word of the Lord. You know, and that's the secret in this message. David said to the priest, Abiathar the priest, you know, and he said to him, I pray you, bring me the ephod. Oh yeah, now it's time to get back to the word of the Lord. Let's see what the Lord has to say. You know, now some people, when they have problems and so forth, you know, I mean, your problems and your challenges and all of these things weigh you down. What do you do? You know, what do you do? I mean, you get on the phone and call somebody. You go get a gallon of chocolate, ice cream or whatever. You know, or what do you really do? Well, here's what David did. He said, bring me the ephod. And when the ephod was brought, you know, David was about to inquire from the Lord now. He's going to go back to the word of the Lord and see what the Lord has to say. He's going to now, you know, seek the Lord out, even in his lowest time. See, that's the secret. You know, when, no matter how low you get, you look for the Lord. He's always there. Amen? Amen. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this company? Shall I overtake them? And the Lord answered him, go ahead and pursue them, because you will surely overtake and you will recover all. Oh my. And as soon as he heard the word of the Lord, he strengthened himself again. And the rest of the story reads, you can read it. He went after those people and they got everything back. They got their wives, their children, and everything back that those people had taken. But it was time for David, at his lowest end, it was time for him, he knew, to return to the Lord and check out the word of God and see what the Bible has to say. In the James chapter 5, we are told in verse 13, he said, if any man, now here is God's own prescription, if you want to put it that way, you know, and here's what he tells us to do. If you have good times, what do you do? Well, you know, if there's good times, you know, then you praise the Lord with psalms, you know, but there's hard times, you know. Most people, when they're having hard times, they say, well, I can't even pray. I'm having a hard time. Well, then you're not going to get the victory then. See, because this is what the Bible says in James chapter 5 and verse 13. Is anyone among you afflicted? Here's God's own prescription. Let him pray. See? You've got to get back to the Lord and get a hold of God, no matter how bad things are. Now, if you are merry, go ahead and sing psalms and rejoice. But remember, like the book of Ecclesiastes says, in chapter 7 and verse 14, that there is always adversity and there is always prosperity. In the day of prosperity, he tells you to rejoice. But in the day of adversity, he tells you to consider. Because there's a reason why God allows both up and down like that. So that we can look for him all the time. And God gives a prescription here for us to pray when we are going through these hard times. And that is wisdom right there. It is time for you to return unto the Lord when things are not good. See, God allows that sometimes to shake us up. Turn with me to Hosea chapter 6. And it will tell you here that it is time to return unto the Lord. It is time to return unto our God. You know, so let's see what it says here in Hosea chapter 6 and verses 1 through 3. Now remember, the subject that we are talking about here is is faith reloaded. And this is just before the book of Joel. Come and let us return unto the Lord. That's Hosea chapter 6. For he hath torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and now he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will take us up. Oh, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if we continue and follow on to know the Lord. You know, whose going forth has been prepared as the morning. He shall come unto us as the rain, even as the latter rain, the former together on the earth. You know, say, come, let us return unto the Lord. You know, because, you know, there's been hard times, but he's going to bring a refreshing. David said, he restored my soul. He is the Lord, my shepherd. He's got a way that he can bring you back into a place of rest. You know, he told his disciples, he said, come ye yourselves apart for a while to a desert place and rest, because they were going and coming and there was no space even to rest. There is a time that you must go back to the Lord and reload your faith. There's a time that you must come back to the Lord and let him refresh you. But don't you ever give up. Listen to what Micah said in Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. Let's see what it's between Jonah and Nahum, what he said. He said, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. For when I fall, I shall arise. How many of you can say amen to that?
Amen.
And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me.
Amen.
Now, have you fallen? Are you sitting in darkness? Are you going to stay down for the count? Or are you going to reload and get back on your feet? Now, he said, you know, he turned to the devil and said, don't rejoice over me just because, you know, I fall. I'm going to arise. The book of Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 16 tells us almost the same thing. He said, the righteous, even though he falls 7 times, he will still arise.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen?
It's like a good boxer. I've said it many times. You can knock down that boxer. And he will arise and he might even still win the fight. You know, I saw one fight many years ago, you know, between two men. One of them was, you know, had almost the edge, everybody thought, you know. And, this was a fight between Mike Tyson and Buster Douglas. And Tyson knocked out Douglas. I mean, knocked him down. No, not out. Maybe in the 8th round or something. But Douglas came back and won that fight. And it was an upset to everybody, they thought. You know. Because he didn't stay down for the count. And he came back and won that fight, finally. Now, don't give up. You know. The enemy may knock you down sometimes. Even Paul said, look, we may be down, but we are not destroyed. We might be buffeted on every side, but we don't give up. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's right. You know. Now what are you going to do? Well, you must shake yourself from that dust. That's right. You must reload. That's in Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 2. He says, come on. Shake yourself from the dust. Loose thyself from the bands around your neck. Don't wait for somebody else to do it for you. You do it. You get up. You shake yourself. Get out of that, you know, depressed mode that you're in. Loosen yourself from the bands around your neck. Don't let the enemy put a yoke upon you. Amen? No matter what you were going through or where you are or where you've been, you know, it is time to cry unto the Lord. And He will make good things happen for you. Now remember, Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 10 will tell you. He said, if you faint in the day of adversity, it means that your strength is little. See, if something happens to you and you give up, then your strength is little. But the Bible says, be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. And in the power of His might. Well, of course, sometimes the devil will blindside you and so forth like that. You know, but you need to reload. You need to go back to the Word of God and remember His promises. Just like David said, bring me the ephod. Let me go back and inquire at the Word of the Lord, basically, is what he did. And see what the Lord has to say. And the Lord already promised us the victory. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Amen. And because God had promised us the victory, then you strengthen yourself with that. So that's in Proverbs 24 verse 10 tells you that if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is little. Also Jeremiah 12 and 5 will tell you something similar too. You know, he said, if you run with footmen and they weary you, how can you contend against horses? And if in the land of peace, wherein you trusted, you have difficulty, then what are you going to do when everything, all hell breaks loose? Let's put it that way. You know, in the overswelling of Jordan. These little challenges that you are facing now, if they weigh you down, you know, just because you have some problem today, or you have some problem tomorrow, you know, and so forth, you still got your life. Amen?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I'm not talking to any dead people in here. I'm talking to people that are alive. You've still got your life. Amen. Your house, you know, may even be gone. And some of you, your house is not even gone. Maybe you just ran into a little problem and so forth like that. You know, but, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, you feel withered like the grass. You feel like your days are declining. Well, it's time to praise the Lord then.
Amen.
It's time to get back, you know, into the joy of the Lord. He said, you know, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Oh, yes. And David said, you know, he talked to his soul. He said, my soul, why art thou disquieted within me? Come on now, he said to my soul. You know, he said to his soul, come on now, let us rejoice in the Lord. You know, and I will joy in the God of my salvation. And he reloaded his faith. He went back to the Word of God. And he strengthened himself. And he went after the enemy and got a hold of him. And he defeated him. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Of course, David had good practice. When he was a young man, you know, the lion came up against the sheep that he was tending. And David wouldn't back down from him. The bear came up and he wouldn't back down either. And he got the victory over the lion and the bear. And by the time he went up against Goliath, you heard me preach that message here a couple of times. He said, the God that delivered the lion into my hand. The God that delivered the bear into my hand. Oh yeah. You know. I'm going to make this uncircumcised Philistine as lunch. Today, I will finish him off. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And David, he would remember sometimes, you know, when his faith was weak and so forth, he would remember some of the goings of the Lord. And he would say, oh, forget not all of his benefits. Forget not all the things he has done for you, oh my soul. Remember all the goodness of the Lord. He will challenge himself and he will reload.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're talking about reloading your faith in the days when you are down. How do you do it? You do it by the joy of the Lord. You know, we preach that message, rejoice in the Lord, and we told you. The reason most people's joy wear out when they have challenges in life is because their affections are based on those things. But if you set your affections on things above, The devil may knock out those things on the earth, but your joy will continue in the Lord.
Amen.
And then you can reload within yourself. You can say, well, tomorrow will be a better day. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You can say, though weeping may endure for a night. Oh, that's what the psalmist told himself. In Psalm 30 and verse 5. He said, look, I may be weeping now because my wife, my children, everything is gone. But tomorrow, I'm going after them.
Yes.
I'm going to get me the victory.
Yes.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, he wouldn't let the devil, you know, see his downside too. You know, he didn't give the devil the, you know, the joy, you know, of knowing that he got him down. Oh yeah, don't give the devil that satisfaction. You get up. Praise ye the name of the Lord. No matter what, no matter where you are today. You say, well, I've lost everything. That's easy for you to say. You know, well, because I lost everything. Well, there's somebody in the Bible, his name was called Job. He lost everything. In one day, it didn't even happen to him in years. You know, he lost everything in one day. One bad news after another. You know, and little did Job know, you know, that he was trophy. He was a trophy in a great contest between the Lord and the devil. Because the Lord said, well, you know, I'll tell you what. My servant Job, you know, he'll never back down. You know. And the devil said, well, you know, that's easy for you to say because you surrounded him with all these good things. But you take away the protection from him now. Let me put my hand up on him. And you'll see, he'll curse you to your face. You know, that old devil, he'll accuse you to the Lord every single time. But the Lord, he never gives up on his people. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The Lord always says, well, you know, you'll see the end of it, you know. Oh, I know, you know, where he stands, sir. But are you going to disappoint the Lord when the Lord is speaking up for you like that? You know, are you going to crumble just because the devil comes up against you in different ways and so forth like that? No. When he beats you down, sometimes he will too. You know, you get up, you reload that faith, sir. And you come back stronger in the name of the Lord. And when you wait upon him, what does the Bible say? He said he giveth power to the faint. Isaiah 40 and verse 28. Have you not known? And have you not heard that the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, he neither sleeps nor slumbers?
Amen.
Oh my. He knows everything that you are going through. Everything that you are going through, he knows it. And he gives power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases their strength. Oh my goodness. Power to the faint. Strength for the weak. You know, a shield for the righteous and so forth. My God is everything to you. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh yes. And today, I want to encourage you. Remember, his promises are for real. He said, if you wait upon the Lord, you begin to mount up with wings as eagles. When you run, you won't even faint. When you walk, you won't be weary. You know, because the Lord, he will renew your strength. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, the lesson to learn from this short exhortation this morning is this. The Lord never promised us a bed of roses. He never promised that everything was going to be, you're just all right and you never have any problems. In fact, he promised the exact opposite. You know. Because he said in John 16 and 33, in the world, ye shall have tribulations. You know, that's a definite tense. You will have tribulations. There is no getting around it. You know. You're going to have all kinds of problems sometimes. You know, but if you listen to the message, Overcoming Adversity, that we preached some months ago, the Lord will show you how to get out of many of those problems. You know, you can avoid a lot of those pitfalls and a lot of those adversities, you know, by listening to the Lord and by walking the line of righteousness. But sometimes an enemy will blindside you anyway, no matter what happens. You know, sometimes, you know, you're going to get into some of these problems. And these things can cave in upon you all of a sudden. Then what do? You know, when you feel withered like the grass, when you feel like your days are declining, that's the time to praise the Lord. And he will refresh you in the breeze of his spirit. Hallelujah. And that's a time for you to seek the word of the Lord like never before. Like David, he knew. He said, well, now it's time to go back. Bring me that ephod. Let me inquire from the Lord. Let me see what the Lord will speak concerning this. You know, he didn't just bury his head in ashes. Well, there was a time that he did bury his head. You know, put the ashes and so forth. But here, look. After putting the ashes on your head and after crying and wailing and so forth, finally, you must get up. You can't just, you know, nothing good is going to come from that. You know, just bury your head in the ashes and crying there all day long. There's nothing that's going to happen to that. That's the end of that. But you must get up. The Bible says, shake yourself from the doorstep. Remove the bands from around your neck. Get rid of the yoke that the devil has put on your neck. And say, I am free. Ooh. Hallelujah. And if the Son shall set you free, you will be free indeed. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, you can do better than that. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just a short exhortation. I'm going to read this to you here in the book of Nahum, chapter 7, verse 1 and 7. He said, the Lord is good. He is a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him. Is the Lord good? Oh yes, he is a stronghold in the day of trouble. In the day of your trouble, in the day of your adversity, what do? Do you allow yourself to crumble? Or do you go back to the Lord for a refreshing? Can you reload your faith in his presence by going back to the word of the Lord and the joy of the Lord? Let's lift our hands this morning and pray. Now, I know that there are many people in here today that have problems. Some of you may have lost your jobs or your homes. Or some of you may have reduced hours or whatever it is you are going through. Or you may even have challenges in the family and different things like this. You know. And so you may say, well, you know, it's not that easy. Well, no, nobody ever said it is easy. But God gave the prescription what to do when you have these problems. If anyone is afflicted, he said, let him pray. That's the time that you need to get a hold of God like never before. Of course, you know, if you spend more time in prayer in advance, you know, then the Lord can, you know, even deliver you from those things before they even happen. But no matter how you got there, you know, sometimes, you know, it's not of your fault. Sometimes it is your fault. You know, because sometimes we don't use wisdom and then we get into different things and so forth like that. But no matter how you got there, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
No matter whether it was your fault, no matter whether it's the devil that's afflicting you, no matter whether, you know, it doesn't matter how it happened. Remember the story of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15? You know, he brought it upon himself. But nevertheless, he came to his senses. He knew there is a time for me to reload. I got to get back to where I used to be. Oh yes, even if I have just a portion, a fraction of what I used to have, it'll be better than where I am now. You know, and so he reloaded, you know, and he got that confidence and he went back. Oh my goodness. If you can reload your faith this morning, the Lord will help you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. 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 The enemy took all his belongings, even their wives and their children and so forth. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. He reloaded that faith. He said, don't be cast down, O my soul. What thou disquieted within me? I will yet hope in the Lord. I will yet trust in him for the health of his countenance. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now lift up your hands and I'm going to pray the prayer of faith this morning. And I'm going to agree with you for anything that you need from the Lord. Any situation that seems overwhelming that you cannot overcome. Well, here's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to remind ourselves, just like I've reminded you in this exhortation, that the Lord is the one that can restore your soul. David said, he restored my soul. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He'll take away all the turbulence and so forth. He'll bring you to a place of calm and a place of rest. Oh, he said, come, ye yourselves apart and rest for a while. You know, and so forth. Get away from all of those things and let me, say, you know, let me take all of that away from you. Those of you that labor and are heavy laden, he said, come unto me and I will give you rest. This is the time to seek the Lord. He said, let us return unto the Lord, because even though we have control of these things, yet it is, we know it is time for the Lord to favor his people. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord Jesus, we agree together this morning. And if you want God to do something special for you, all I want you to do right now is just lift up your hands. Just lift up your hands and I'm going to believe God for you. You say, well, I've lost everything and so forth. I don't know where I'm going next from now to, you know, and so forth. I don't even know from 1 minute to the next what's going to happen. Well, one thing we do know, the Lord is still on the throne. And the Lord, by this message, is encouraging your heart this morning not to give up, but to turn unto the Lord, and he will reload you, you know, with his mercies. He said, he loaded me daily with his benefits. Oh yes, every day, you know, and you can reload even your faith to believe him again. Father, we thank you, Lord. Bring back that joy into the hearts of your people, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that which the enemy has stolen, give up in Jesus' name. The Bible said, let my people go. You know, he declared it to Pharaoh. And I want to say to the enemy today, let the people of the Lord go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Oh, let them come back and return unto their possession in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Lord, no matter how we got to where we are today, no matter how we are, you know, the recipients of the confusion of faces, or whatever it is that we are going through, the loss of this and the loss of that and so forth, we thank you because we have not lost our lives yet. And yet, because of that, there is hope.
Yes.
The Bible says there is hope of a tree, even when it is cut down,
yes,
that through the scent of water, it will be revived again.
Yes.
Oh Lord Jesus, may this message this morning be like that scent of water,
yes,
into the hearts of the people in Jesus' name. Yes. To revive even that which has been cut down, so that there will be a lifting up in place of the bowing down of the head. These gates of the righteous, into which these gates of righteousness are gates of the Lord, into which the righteous will pass. The Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and let the King of Glory come in. Not only the King of Glory, let the righteous also come in. All the gates be lifted up in Jesus' name. Father, work a miracle and help everyone in here this morning through the financial difficulties, the emotional challenges, the spiritual drainage that we've had, and so forth. Let us come back and find a place of rest in you. Oh, in Jesus' mighty name. Even as we return unto the Lord, we know, Lord, that you will revive us again. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Lord, make a way, Lord. That which has been lost, that which has been stolen by the devil, that which, you know, the devil has taken by force from us and so forth, or by the sleight of men, or by cunning craftiness, or any foolishness in our part that made us to lose that which the Lord gave us. Father, today in the name of Jesus, oh, as we return, Lord, we pray for your mighty hand of deliverance in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Well, you said, I've been going through that, all that for so many years, and you think one short prayer like that will change all of that? Well, why not? Because the Lord, he takes, you know, the Lord, the things that the Lord creates, he doesn't need anything. He created them out of nothing. He speaks that into your situation, and he can change that all around. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, one night, one time, Peter, he fished all night, he caught nothing. But the Lord, he came there in just one moment, and he said, I'm going to show you, you know, something new here. You just put your, you know, go over here and cast your net over there, and then you'll see what happens. And Peter initially said, well, yeah, I don't know about that. You know, I've been, you know, all night long. But as soon as he wanted to say it, you know, then he corrected himself. And he said, well, all right, you know, I haven't caught anything all night long, but nevertheless. And I love that word, nevertheless. No matter what you are facing, no matter how gloomy it looks, nevertheless, at the word of the Lord this morning, will you reload? Will you come back and bounce back? Will you believe God for a better day? Will you believe God for a brighter morning? Blessed be the name of the Lord. For as many people as will believe in here this morning, Lord, oh yes, may that darkness begin to fade away and the light of day begin to break in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says, though weeping may endure for a night, yet doubtless, joy will come in the morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And even the very seasons, and even the very days, even nature teaches us these things, that no night can last forever. You know, at some point in day, at some point in time, that day must break. I don't care how long the light is. I don't care even if you are in the winter season and the days are shorter and the nights are longer. Doesn't matter how long the night is. At some point in time, that day must break. God. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. And today, the Bible says, you know, it is a set time. The set time to favor God's people has come. Lord, favor your people, Lord, in Jesus. Let favor surround the righteous, sir, in the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. For those, Lord, that need help in getting a job or house or whatever it is that they need, and or making their bills or their payments or whatever they need, Lord, give them wisdom, Lord, and guide them into the right place. In Jesus' mighty name. The Lord, even while you sleep, the Bible says, He will seal the instruction in your heart. You know, and if you are prayerful and you listen to the Spirit, He will guide you to the right place. So He will guide you and He will make sure that, you know, you do not famish. The Bible says, you know, those that be planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the house of our God. And the Lord will make sure that they do not suffer, even in famine. He will keep them strong. He will keep their bones even fat. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your people. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for renewing our joy this morning. Thank you for renewing our faith this morning. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to reload, even in your presence, to be energized again and to go forth thinking, you know, with the thoughts, you know, of a champion, knowing that we can acquire the things that God has already given us. Blessed be the name of Jesus. He said He has given unto us all things already. You know, so all we got to do is rise up and take it. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for helping your people today. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.